Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
You know, Are You Under the Influence was the title of our last series, and I'm going to kind of talk a little bit around that as we get into this new series God is trying to talk to you. It's so interesting, folks, that we are living in this season of time, because the Bible has predicted it for such a long, long time through the ages, that there would be a time when Jesus Christ would actually return and take his church to heaven, and then the worst period of time in human history would take place. I want to confirm with you that the events that we see happening right now in our world signal that we're living in the season that Jesus Christ will return. Now, no one knows the day, no one knows the hour, but we can discern the season. And according to Bible prophecy, we are in the season. Just look at the Middle East. Look at everything that is happening. It's all being set up for what is coming next. There will be an Antichrist. He will come. Before that, the church will be raptured into heaven. Don't you want to go? And that's what we are talking about today, because one of the charges that the Lord has given me is prepare my people for heaven. Prepare my people for heaven. So we are living in the time, we are living in the season that Jesus Christ can return at any moment. There are no more prophecies or scriptures that have to be fulfilled for Jesus Christ to return for the church. Which means we need to be ready. And we need to understand what it means to be ready. Let me give you one signal of the season of his return. And remember, the title of this message is God is trying to talk to you. God is trying to get your attention because Jesus Christ will soon return. In 1 Peter chapter 4 and 17, it says, "For the time has come for judgment, and it must begin with God's household." Once again, the theme of these messages will be the Holy Spirit is preparing us for the return of Jesus Christ. And like a father manages the behavior of his children with discipline in the household, God administers discipline and correction to his children. Your ability to receive and to obey proves that you're a child of God, a good child of God. Because to reject and to ignore God's discipline will bring judgment upon your life. And now you really need to understand what the Lord is saying to us today. In Proverbs 29 and verse 1, it says, "He who is often rebuked," often corrected, in other words, "and hardens his neck," in other words, he ignores it, he doesn't change, "will suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy." Now, God has given many of us grace. When we know we need to change areas of our lives, grace is undeserved mercy, undeserved time to get it straight. And we haven't done it yet. But this verse is giving us a truth for the season in which we live. He who is often corrected and hardens his neck will suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy. Constant disobedience will alter your destiny, what God planned for your life. Now, I want you to understand that the discipline of the Lord is about his mercy and his love. It's important for you to understand. People say, well, why is God punishing me? Why is he doing? No, no, no. God's discipline is about love. He's trying to get you to change something in your life. He's preparing you for heaven. How many of you want to go to heaven? I thought so. That's all of us. Now listen to what it says in Proverbs 3 and 11. My child, don't reject the Lord's discipline. And don't be upset when he corrects you. For the Lord corrects those he loves, just as a father corrects a child in whom he delights. And then it says, joyful is the person who finds wisdom and the one who gains this understanding. Joy comes to the individual who understands that correction is one of the ways that God proves his love and that you are his child. It's important for you to understand that and accept that and not become angry with God like Cain did. In Genesis chapter 4, starting with verse 3, it tells us the biblical story about Cain and Abel. It says, when it was time for the harvest, Cain presented some of his crops as a gift to the Lord. Cain, that is his brother Abel, also brought a gift, the best of the firstborn lambs from his flock. And the Lord accepted Abel and his gift, but the Lord did not accept Cain and his gift. Now, God had told them that the gift that you are to offer to me must be a lamb slain. The Bible says, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission or forgiveness of sin. God slayed the first lamb when Adam and Eve sinned and provided them with coverings for their naked bodies. You'll remember that. And prophetically, that became God's method down through the centuries to announce Jesus, the Lamb of God, will one day be slain for sin. Cain and Abel both knew this. And Abel presented to God as an offering what God required. But Cain thought his vegetables and his fruit should be acceptable to God, not what God required. So God rejected Cain and accepted Abel. And this made Cain very angry. So the Lord said to Cain, why are you angry and why has your countenance fallen? If you do what is right, you will be accepted. And if you do not do well, sin lies at the door. Sin is rebellion against the will of God, but it is a real thing. It is a real entity. And its desire is for you. And then he says to Cain, but you should rule over it. You have the power to rule over sin, Cain, if you'll just do what I require. Folks, God warns every believer before Satan strikes to tempt us with disobedience. God warns us ahead of time. For example, Jesus told Peter, Satan desires to sift you as wheat. Do you remember that? Peter refused to listen. He said, look, if all of these forsake you, I will not forsake you. I will die with you. Jesus said, well, before the rooster crows twice, you will have denied me three times. And he shouted Jesus down again and said, no, that'll never happen. He refused to listen. God always warns us, folks. So you must be aware that God is warning you when something is about to happen so that it won't happen. You have a choice. Don't walk into that bar. Don't walk into that situation. Don't get involved with that individual. Walk away. Don't try those drugs. Don't drink that alcoholic drink one more time. Don't go back into the places you were before the Lord delivered you. The Bible tells us that Cain also refused to listen to God, and he went out and he killed his brother, and he altered his divine destiny. God is trying to talk to you today. In Psalm 35 and 9, it says, "Do not be like a senseless horse or mule that needs a bit and bridle to keep it under control." God wants us to obey his word on our own. God wants us to love him and obey him because we want to be obedient to his word. He doesn't want us to have a bit and a bridle and to lead us around. And that's the only way we will obey is because we're being controlled. That is not God's way. He gives us a choice between blessing and a curse in our lives. The Bible says you are blessed if you obey the Lord your God, but you are cursed if you disobey the Lord your God. The devil seeks our attention because he wants to destroy us. It's important for us to realize, folks, that the devil is real. Evil spirits are real, and they surround us in the world in which we live. In 1 Peter 5 and 8, it says, "Stay alert, watch out for your great enemy, the devil. He prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour." Look at the person next to you and say, "The devil is out to devour you." Did you know that? See, this is what the scripture is telling us, and let's just be honest. You don't go around thinking about the devil all day long. You don't think about the devil's out to destroy me, no. You think about it's a beautiful day, or if you're in Texas, you think about it's hot. Well, follow that line of thinking and realize it's hotter than hell. But the devil really is out to destroy all of us. We're not just living in this world and have no opposition against us. Now, God's main source of discernment to educate and to protect us from evil is the Bible. God warns us through the Bible. And one of the ways he's warning us in this time is found in 1 Timothy 4 and 1. It says, "Now the Holy Spirit tells us clearly that in the last times," we are living in the last times, "some will turn away from the true faith. They will follow deceptive spirits and teachings that come from demons." We're talking about Christians turning from the true faith in Christ because they will follow the teachings of deceptive spirits through individuals. And as a result, they will change their behavior and their thoughts about God.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. Here's Pastor Steve with a special invitation for you.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve. Each of us have a prophetic destiny. The Bible says the Lord called me before my birth. From within the womb, he called me by my name. Each of us was born to serve a divine purpose. God is the only one qualified to guide your life. He is the only one who knows the future. In Isaiah 46 and 9, it says, "For I alone am God. I am God and there's none like me. Only I can tell you the future before it happens, and everything I plan will come to pass." I want to personally invite you to our worship service this Sunday at 10 a.m. It's one of the ways that I know that you're listening. I would love to shake your hand and pray for you. I am certain that the service will encourage you and prepare you for the coming week. A church that is alive is worth the drive. Come discover how to discover your real purpose.
Spirit Life Church is located in the middle of the Mid-Cities at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst. We offer a safe environment. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
Folks, we are living in a time where people are calling what the Bible describes evil as good and good as evil. Many people today, they claim spirituality apart from religion. People are hearing voices from the spirit realm. A new Pew Research Center survey shows that the belief in spirits or a spirit realm beyond this world is widespread, even among those who don't consider themselves religious. 83% of all U.S. adults believe people have a soul or a spirit in addition to a physical body. Wow. 81% say there is something spiritual beyond the natural world, even if we can't see it. 45% say that they have had a sudden feeling or connection with something that is beyond this world. 38% say that they have had a strong feeling that someone who has passed away was communicating with them from beyond this world. Well, it's not who they think. 30% say that they have personally encountered a spirit or an unseen spiritual force. Overall, 70% of U.S. adults can be considered spiritual in some way because they think of themselves as spiritual people or say spirituality is very important in their lives. Did you hear the first part of the survey saying they did not consider themselves religious, just spiritual, just aware of the spirit realm, that it actually exists all around us? We're living in that time. We're living in that season where evil spirits are reaching out to humanity to deceive, to confuse, and to influence their behavior. Do you know what I'm talking about? People are confused. They don't even know their identity today. Changing their names, changing their sex. They're confused. And that's why we're instructed by the Bible to try the spirits. Do not rely on your logic or what you think should be. And don't you dare be deceived by your emotions. The Bible says that our emotions are deceptive above all things. Who can understand our emotions? Today you feel one way, the next day you feel the next way. Your emotions are not stable. And these evil spirits play to our emotions, and they play to our intellect and to our logic. The Bible warns, test the spirits before following their message. In 1 John 4:1, it says, "Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God. For many false prophets are gone into the world." So people admit today, whether they're religious or not, that there's a spirit realm that's calling out to them. Well, folks, there's a spiritual battle going on for your soul, for your family members, and for all those that you know. The Bible talks about it in Ephesians chapter 6:12. It says, "We're not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world and against evil spirits." And folks, the battlefield is not just our mind, but it's in our personal lives and in our culture. The devil and evil spirits have invaded the world that God created to influence people, to disregard the sovereignty and the authority of God in their lives. They are spreading lies and placing people in further bondage through deceptive emotions and deceptive thinking. However, God is trying to talk to us. He's trying to warn us. And He has provided spiritual truth about salvation and how to live holy and morally pure to fulfill our divine purpose and to know that we're on our way to heaven. He does this because each of us exists for a prophetic purpose. Look at the person next to you and say, God has a purpose for your life. You were chosen by God and assigned a divine destiny. If you believe that, give God a hand of praise. The Bible says He knew us before we were born. He knew us even before we were in our mother's womb. God knew us and He chose us for a special plan and purpose. We talk about destiny. Destiny determines life's events by supernatural guidance and empowerment. And the Holy Spirit is the most important key to discover your purpose and destiny in life, because He is the one who empowers us to wrestle successfully against the world, the flesh, and the devil. He is the one who gives us success and power over the enemy of our souls. And that's why it's critical that you know the Holy Spirit, because once again, He is the one who prepares us for heaven. Come on, repeat after me. I must know the Holy Spirit because He's preparing me for heaven. And I plan to go. If you mean that, give God a hand of praise. I plan to go. I'm going to repeat that because God sent the Holy Spirit, and your knowledge of Him and how to follow Him is the key to fulfilling your divine potential and making heaven. The Bible says in Romans chapter 8 and 14, for all who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God. Many people don't really understand who is the Holy Spirit. Well, He's a person. He's the third person of the Trinity. The Holy Spirit is God. He is equal to God the Father and to Christ. He is divine. He is worthy of our worship, our love, and our obedience. Jesus commanded us to baptize new believers in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. That's found in Matthew chapter 28 and 18 and 19. The Holy Spirit possesses the divine attributes of God in Christ. He is eternal. He had no beginning and will have no end. He's omnipresent. The Holy Spirit is everywhere present. And He's omniscient. That means the Holy Spirit possesses all knowledge and all wisdom. He knows everything without limitation. He is omnipotent. It means He is all powerful. In fact, He was involved in creation in Genesis chapter 1 and 1 and 2. It says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and the Spirit of God, that's the Holy Spirit, moved upon the face of the waters. What God spoke, the Holy Spirit created.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. This concludes part one of today's message. Join us Monday for part two. If you were touched by the message today, consider going to our website and making a donation of any size. Your generous donation can help keep our radio ministry alive. Visit our website at aplacetogrow.org and contribute today. You can also download a copy of today's message by navigating to the Media tab. The title of today's message is God is Trying to Talk to You, Part 1. Now Pastor Steve wants to pray with you.
Father, we come to You in the name of Jesus, Your Holy Son. Your word says, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Help us, Lord, to recognize the good things that You're doing in our lives, regardless of the circumstances we face. Help us to always realize that it's not what it looks like. You've made us a promise that all things are working together for our good. We thank you for that. And help us, Lord, always to remember to obey you and to look to you in faith for every need. We bless your people today. Help them. Thank you for the answer. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. You're always invited to join us for our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10. We offer a safe environment. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Also, remember to be with us every weekday at 4 p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 2:30, right here on Bible School Radio 91.3 KDKR.